Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shavuos Daf Mem Tes Shavuos 49. Today's Daf Yomi begins the last chapter of Tractate Shavuos called Arba Shomrim, the Four Watchers, and it's also the last Daf of the entire Tractate. And so we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to make it through this Masechta and to record a podcast for each Daf. So today's Daf Yomi is actually a discussion of the way the Shavuos, the laws of oaths applied to the four types of watchmen that are listed in the Torah. And actually, these laws of a watchman are already recorded primarily in Bava Metzia, and yet nevertheless, because we are discussing their relationship with oaths, the Mishnah begins with a little bit of a review of the laws of Shomrim as they are related in Maseches Bava Metzia. So the Torah tells us about the concept of a Shomer and under what circumstances they are responsible. So says our Mishnah, Arba Shomrim Hain, there are four types of watchers, people who are entrusted with an object or an animal to watch. A Shomer Chinam, a person who is a unpaid watchman, he does not take payment for his guarding of the animal. Hashoel, a person who borrows an object in order to use it. A nose sachar, a person who takes payment in exchange for his watching this object. Vasocher, and the last person is a person who rents the object from his friend in order to use it. So our Mishnah tells us, Shomer Chinam Nishba Alakol, a Shomer Chinam, a person who's an unpaid watchman, must take an oath for everything that happens to the animal, and his oath must say that the animal did not die as a result of his own negligence. And if he takes that oath that the animal does not die as a result of his own negligence, then he is exempt from having to pay anything. He's only liable for pashia, for negligence. That is the only condition where a shomer chinam must pay. The second category is the shoel, a borrower. A shoel is mishalim as hakol, a shoel, a borrower must pay for everything. Anything that happens to the animal, he's obligated to pay the owner its value. And even if the animal dies through an ones, through a complete accident, he is obligated to pay. The only exception is if we say it is mesa machmas malacha, if the animal dies as a result of the work that it was actually borrowed for, then he will be exempt from having to pay, because you didn't borrow the animal, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia explains, you didn't borrow the animal in order to keep it in the house, you borrowed it in order to use it. So if the animal dies as a result of the work it was borrowed for, then the shoel will indeed be exempt from having to pay. In addition to this, even though he has to pay, he also has to take an oath that the animal is not in his possession. This is especially true if it's an unusual type of object, which you can't just get in the marketplace, because then we're concerned that perhaps the person is saying that it died and then he's just going to pay it, the money, in order to keep the object. So we would have to take an oath that is still not in his possession. The third type of category of watchman is what's called a nosei sachar, which bears similarities with a socher. So the nosei sachar is the person who is paid money, and the socher is the renter. So we say about this type of person, Nishban ala shvura. So they take an oath that if the animal died through an accident or a shvuya, or if it was captured, if the animal was captured, or if it broke by, for example, being falling off of a cliff, or on a mesa, or if it dies, under those circumstances, they would be exempt. However, mishalman es aveda ves agneva, they would have to pay if the animal was lost or if it was stolen. So if it's a complete ones, if it's a complete accident, then indeed they're going to be exempt from having to pay for the loss of the animal. But if the animal died as a result of theft or loss, then under those circumstances, they're obligated to pay the value of the animal. These are the basic laws of what's called the Arba Shomrim, the Four Watchers. This concept of the Arba Shomrim, which appears throughout the Talmud, the Shlach HaKadosh connected it actually on a spiritual level to human beings and the Jewish people with our relationship vis-a-vis God. He points out that there is a commandment for the Jewish people to borrow from their Egyptian neighbors in Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. And it says that v'shalah isha, each woman was supposed to go to her friend and borrow something from their neighbor. And with respect to this, with respect to the concept of borrowing and being a watcher, we see that there are four types of people. It says Kineged Arba Bonim Dibur Torah. We say that in the Agada that the Torah speaks about four types of people, and it states also this expression Baruch Hamakom, Baruchu, Baruch Shenasan Torah Amo Yisrael, Baruchu, and the word Baruch, blessed, appears four times in this concept, in this context. So we see from here that this we can divide ourselves into four types of spiritual entities. One entity is a Shomer Chinam, that this is the highest level, a person who watches for free. So what this means is this is a person who serves God, not in order to receive a reward. He just serves for the sake of God. And such a person who serves God selflessly is exempt from everything. The only time he's going to be liable is if he's poshea biadayim, if he's negligent with his own hands, because there's nobody who's completely righteous. But everything else, Hashem Yisbarach will forgive him. The second type of person is a shomer sachar. That means a person who works in order to basically receive payment for it. So he has a transactional relationship, like a Shomer Sachar and a Nosei Sachar. These are transactional relationships. So they are going to be exempt from an Ones, but they are going to be liable for a Geneva Naveda. Geneva is somebody who doesn't recognize that everything belongs to God. And Naveda is somebody who doesn't use his money properly, doesn't use his time properly. So such types of people, they are not going to have the benefit of the doubt of the Shomer Chinam. And then the last person is the Shoal. The Shoal is the borrower. He thinks everything is his. He doesn't recognize that everything belongs to God. So he thinks everything in the world is his. And as a result of it, this person is somebody who's going to be liable for everything. And so these are the ways we can understand our spiritual, this paradigm of the Arba Shomrim is really a paradigm of our relationship spiritually to God, that we should aspire to serve God selflessly like the Shomer Chinam.